Blog Talk Radio. Now would be a grand time to call in, because we want to make sure that you understand that we want you to be a part of this party. And if you cannot call in today, make sure you call in tomorrow, because we're going to be on the scene and having a party. We're having a party, you guys, and it is a fun party. And we want to make sure that everyone is invited, and we are inviting you. Stay tuned for commercials. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was a short commercial. I want to bring you back into our party. Today's my birthday. Hooray for me. I'm celebrating here online with the mothers and the young girls and young guys who are interested in entering the field of coding. This is to Made with Coding. This is a Made with Coding party and extenuated by Made with Code Party. We want to give them the credit for this because they created this particular program. And they deal with the Google programs online, and Made with Coding is trying to get more girls interested in the high technology field so that they can go on and begin to advance themselves in a field that is, can be telecommunicated and remotely done from home. That's right. Some of you ought to get excited about this because you're getting a chance to learn about how to work from home and do your best job. I've worked from home before, and it can be really, really tight sometimes if you don't set up a schedule and structure yourself properly. You can get too engaged in your own housework and forget that you have real work to do. Your real work must come first, and you must do your real work and have a schedule and stay on schedule. But for those of you who are mothers out there and you want to go into the engineering or the IT or coding, this is exactly for you young mothers to go into, because now you can stay at home with that baby and give that baby up and keep that baby out of child care and do your work at the same time. But it's going to take a process. You've got to first get into the field of computer science or in the allied health profession and get up enough skills and work those first 5 years with momentum and mastering everything and have a plan that you're going to return home to remote coding, to working from home. Then if your scores are high enough and you've met your quota, you can then go to your boss and say, possible that I can work from my home. I have a young infant and I'd like to be home with. More than likely, your boss is going to look at your quota, going to look at your numbers, and going to see how well you've been doing. And if you've been doing well and you have not missed a lot of days from work and your quota is up there, more than likely, they're going to give you an answer of yes. Because why? Because it's cost effective to have you at home for less space that they have to provide at work and more production that you're going to perform at home. And you're going to get the job done without him having to supervise you. One less person to supervise, one less person to provide space for, and you're going to get higher quantities of work. So it's a win-win situation for a corporation to have you remotely working from home, telecommunicating. That's what we're doing now. That's another whole profession, a new buzzword to learn, telecommunicating and remote work from home. Isn't that grand that technology is looking ahead, and they're looking at how to keep the roadway clear, and less people populating on the highway means less fuel in the air, less potential for accidents. It's a win-win situation. And why haven't we thought about this? Well, corporations who have these high-tech positions, they've all included the benefit of having someone telecommunicate from home. How beneficial is it? Oh, it's cost-effective. There's a lot of money being saved by having you work from home. I want to make sure that the parents out there know that this particular segment has been created for them as well. We hope you're listening in, parents, and we hope that you'll become a member, become a follower. I'll be celebrating my 10th anniversary in the month of May. Now, I wouldn't be around this long if I wasn't talking about something. I don't always come on here talking myself. I do occasionally invite some guests. And we're going to be inviting a guest, an engineer, to talk to the young people and the parents about the day-to-day job of an engineer. How did he get directed towards engineer? What was his journey like? And hopefully he can give us some insight on what a young engineer does, somebody that might start off being a geek, working for the Geek Squad. A lot of you young people know about the Geek Squad because you go to Best Buy and you see the Geek's truck. Yes, but that's not the only job you can do. With an engineering degree, you can do a whole lot more in managing, and you can manage your own team. Because when you go for an engineering bachelor's degree, you learn about management as well as about the technology. And we have to look at these companies that are coming up with these unique jobs for engineers to do. And they're fantastic. And some of them are happening right in the allied health profession. They're discovering all kinds of ways to make our lives simpler and to help the doctors to be able to cure individuals, to create prostheses for those young engineers who want to engage in building products for disabled individuals. There's a lot of areas that you can work in. And now you see clothing and textile cropping up here. So this might be an area that you want to look into, young people. And parents, please take your children to anything that deals with engineering in their elementary schools, middle schools, or high schools. Get them involved and let them find out if they're a problem solver. This whole program is all about being a problem solver. It doesn't say you have to love math or you don't have to be a rocket scientist, but you have to like to solve problems. So we want to get our children engaged in the summer programs, and now is the time to enroll your student or your child in the free, now you made me miss this word, okay, there are workshops all summer long, and the pre-college programs for students, lower socioeconomic, yes, you can go. I worked in the pre-college program for Parkside University for 5 years. And every summer, we enroll those minorities who are on the lower socioeconomic end of it and who didn't have the money to pay to enroll in the pre-college program. We enrolled them for 5 years. We gave them exposure to going to college so they can see that they, too, can see themselves in a college. And most of these children, after the 5 years, when they graduated, they then went and enrolled in college institutes and saw that it was possible for them to succeed in college. Now, some of them were engaged in staying on campus, and some were not. But they all got that experience of being in a classroom with a college professor. And that's what we're trying to do. I am a professional development specialist. I also work with colleges in their pre-college programs to get their students up and engaged in these programs. And that's what we're trying to do, to get those numbers up there for those enrollees to enroll in pre-college programs. And some of them are free to you parents, but for those who make too much money, sometimes they do have to pay for the program. But you want to start early because it's first come, first serve. And you want to get them in the engineering program. There's one right at Purdue University. Yes, I know about that one because I did help recruit and get my son into that program. He is an engineer, and he wanted to be a chip off the old block and be an engineer. Ever since he was in middle school, he always told me that he was going to be an engineer, and he strived and worked towards going to every workshop and to every pre-college program he could. So he became an engineer. So now he's the engineer of the family. He's problem solver, and we work together on the hardware. Because he taught me all about how to break a computer down and how to build one up. So I do know the hardware aspect of it, but I'm not an engineer, but I was a scheduled planner, one who assisted the engineer. And you can be too. You can be a part of all of that. And we're talking about how to hold with the party, how to make your party meaningful, and how to address things that people can benefit from. Not just going in there and shaking it on down over here, boss. We got a party going on. Yes, we got a party going on made with code, so you can learn about code. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for joining us on my birthday. This is a Made with Cody party, and we want to invite each and every one of you in. Let those phone lights dial right up at 760-539-3247. You can call in at any time. You've got your own Inca 7 live here today and in full effect, because this is the day that I officially become retired at full retirement age. And we're celebrating here today, ladies and gentlemen. And we're not asking anyone to give us a party. We've thrown our own party. And it's going on for 4 whole days, ladies and gentlemen. What about that? And you don't get any better than that when you're throwing a party with friends and with our youth, getting our youth involved with the cold with the party. That's right, with a purpose, ladies and gentlemen. And parents, we want you to know that if your mothers were staying at home and you would like to use your skills and would like to go into coding or like to go into computer science, you are still young enough and young at heart that you can enroll in an online program, a certificate program, one that would give you the skills. Or if you have a bachelor's degree and you're not using it, and your liberal arts degree is outdated, and you would like to upgrade or do a cosmetic facelift to your skills and credentials, this is the profession to look at, coding IT. And if you can't find a program online, look at the Registered Health Information Technician. You can become a coder and go to a junior college and specialize in the one-year certificate as a coder in the allied health profession, coding outpatient coding, in-hospital coding, coding as medical home health coding, hospice coding, coding as compliance coding, coding as not only hospice, but OASIS coding as well. All of these are open to you now, ladies and gentlemen. And we're looking at college, we're looking at the coding remotely from home. Yes, it's available for those seasoned coders. You must be a seasoned coder. And you must have a quota that you have matched so that they don't worry about you falling behind at home and you can match those requirements of your numbers. Now, why am I throwing this party? I couldn't think of a better party to throw than this. I wanted to throw this party in the tea room for all those interested women. And I'm still thinking about doing it for those young women who are out of school, who can't find a job, who have a degree, and would like to couple their degree with a certificate program in coding. I would like to offer this particular party to those women. And this is not for girls, it's for those women. Because those women and men who have missed the mark and come out with a degree that's not in demand, but would like to go to work and they have a bachelor's degree, I would like to show them how to get a certificate endorsement to help them to get into this field called coding. The allied health profession of coding, I could tell you much more about. You don't need a degree in order to go into medical coding. What you need to do is proficiency out of the prerequisites, the three prerequisites, and that is medical terminology, anatomy and physiology, and then I'll say fourth, then you need the ICD-10 course. Once you take those courses and know how to code, then you take a review and proficiency out of the review. And then you determine if you want to be a generalist coder with the CPC or if you want to specialize in home health coding. And whichever one you want to specialize in, you do the review. Say, for example, you're doing the home health coding. Then you take the review. If you're doing home health coding or diagnosis, then you set for that review. If you're doing the home health coding for hospice, then you take that review. If you're doing the home health coding for OASIS, Medicare, then you do that review. But then you set for the review and get yourself ready, and then you go in to sign up to take the exam. And when you sign up to take the exam, you master that to 70% or better. And once you finish that and you gain your license, you are now licensed and credentialed to work in the coding profession. Now, I will say that a lot of you high school students are already exposed to engineering in your school district. And there are those of you who have never had an opportunity to enter into any STEM program in your school because they just can't afford the lab. Then you can go to the pre-college programs that they offer at the college and have your mother sign you up. But you certainly can't sit there and say that there are not any opportunities, but I'm telling you about all of the opportunities that exist. There might be more that I'm missing, but I'm at least telling you, if you don't have the funds, you live in a lower socioeconomic area, and you don't have the program in your school, hold tight while we go to commercial. Thank you so much for joining me on my birthday today. I certainly appreciate it. And for all those potential candidates who would like to be a part of my station, All for Divination Network. We are now soliciting for you to join. You can become a follower. Go down and sign up and become a follower and find out what we're doing and get involved. And we're going to have a lot more programs that you can engage in with keynote speakers. And this week we're going to have a speaker come in to talk about his journey and his career in the profession of engineering. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can throw a party for your daughters as well. I've given you some insights and logistics of what to do, how to plan, how to send your invitations out. You must prepare a name tag for them. You must also send out an invitation, prepare posters that you post around the community. And then at the end, after they do their project, present them with a certificate of completion. That's right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am fostering this project to get as many programs going on out there as possible and to get you women involved. I deal with the indigenous brown girls code too, because African American girls don't get a chance to engage in too many high tech programs, and they're left out of the scheme of things. So I had to go and represent. And mothers that are African American, yes, I am specially addressing this particular issue. There is a shortage of minority girls and minority boys, and there's no two ways about it. We must address it and not act like it's not been overlooked. It has been overlooked for the reason that most African American girls go to inner city schools and they cannot afford to set up a lab. They don't have the funds, so they negate the whole project of having a engineering department or a bioscience department for their students to attend. But you can change that, mothers. We're getting those 1 year, getting those pre-college programs set up at your local colleges, and in demand that they create the program if they don't have it in your community. And African American children are just as intelligent, and they can do extremely well on these projects. And don't think because they come from an inner city that they can't. I know a lot of children who've come out of inner city settings and who have done extremely well in engineering. And we must help those lower socioeconomic areas build up the opportunity to have these pre-college programs in their communities and in their schools. Now, we know that African-American schools are closing very rapidly. They're eliminating their home ec program, where they would see a large portion of job readiness skills. And they definitely have never started those chemistry programs and those high-tech programs in engineering. So a lot of these children may move out of district in order to enroll in those districts that have these programs. And that's unfortunate, because a lot of African Americans cannot move out of their area. They can't afford to. But mothers, I want you at those schools, and I want you in administrative spaces talking to them about why your school doesn't have a pre-college program that they can connect with, or why your schools don't have an engineering or bioscience program for your high school students. You must talk about it. You must get some conversation going about it, and you must be there to support it. So don't just ask for something and then be absent and not be allowed to come into the school board meetings to talk about it, to raise these issues. And that is why I'm using my birthday to focus in on giving something back to the community. I've already started the medical terminology courses that are good for any candidate that's going into the allied health profession. You do want to join me in those classes, and you do want to be a part of it. So you get a foundation of medical terminology, the Greek and Latin language, understanding how to read it and how to write it. Now, I know that there's a lot of mothers out there right now who are young mothers and who are sitting at home not making a dime, and who have all the skills in the world, may have graduated top in their class, have all kinds of skills, and need someone to direct them and mentor them. Well, I'm here to mentor you, young ladies, and you men who can't find a job. I want you to know you can enter in my medical terminology class, then take the anatomy and physiology, all free of charge. That is three whole classes that you can take. Now, we're looking at getting the coding class in there, ICD-10, CM coding, but we don't know if that would be for free or not. You might have to take that course online if we don't offer it through my program. But those basic courses, anatomy and physiology, medical term, are the beginning of your career in the allied health profession. Once you obtain those, you can go on for the coding, the ICD coding, or the home health coding. And either one of those courses, after completing them, you can do a review and then set for the exam and go to the conference and take the exam. Or you can take the actual exam right at your local junior college. There is a fee, of course, so you're going to have to save up your money to sit for that exam. It's over $200. The book is over $200. And you can take your book into the testing area, and it is an open book exam. Isn't that grand? You can go right in there and find yourself in the allied health profession by taking an open book exam. Let's get back to the party, and let's get on with in all happening. And it can happen to you. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, and we're back in the studio, and you've got your Omiika 7, and I am your Maliwa. I'm your mother, too. I am also your advocate. I'm advocating on behalf of your mothers to get involved with setting up your daughter's next party as a Made with Code party so that she can get introduced to high technology. Yes, I am on YouTube, and you can go out and become a follower and ring that bell so you'll know when I'm on YouTube channel. I'll be on there today, and we'll be talking about a different subject. There's problems that have set us all over the place, and I'm sure you know about Nipsey Hussle and his passing and all the great things that he was trying to do for the community. Isn't it such a shame that when we find someone that's African American that is put back into the community, given back to the community and given of himself and moved into the community and tried to uplift the community, isn't it terrible that we have all these conspiracies and what has actually gone on? How is it when you're paying it forward? forward into a community that someone will come and take your life away. How is it possible? And we're going to talk more about that later on, and we're going to get on with the subject. Back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for joining us on this joyous occasion. We're celebrating my birthday with a Made with Code party, and this party is going to go on for the next 3 days, ladies and gentlemen. We adventured out for 4 whole days. That's right. We want to get you parents informed about what's out there in the career arena for your children as early as middle school. Some of your districts have already opted to put in an engineering and biomedicine department as an option for your students to enroll in. If you're in a school now and you know they have engineering classes and you're not sure if they're for your child, go in to the guidance counselor and talk to the guidance counselor about your child enrolling as an elective in those professions. And it will give them a head start so when they start in the actual university or the junior college, they will have advanced standing. That's right. These are courses that usually give them advanced standing. And these are your science classes, and these are your math classes, engineering classes. Now, when I was coming up in my school district, we didn't have these courses. They didn't offer those courses. But yet I went to school to become an engineering graphics major, because I was an artist and I was going to use my visual design to design with. I had a chance to work in that field for 2 years in getting my degree. I transferred all those skills over to another job that I got eventually in the engineering department. So I am very familiar with the engineering department, even though I do not work in the engineering department now. I worked for Northrop as a schedule planner many years ago, where I was able to assist the engineering department. I actually helped my son get engaged in computer science by allowing him to be mentored by one of the techs who repaired my equipment. And my son became engaged in learning how to do the hardware at an early age. He committed himself to going into engineering at the age of 12 years old and got involved in computer science. And that was all she wrote. He became a geek. He then graduated from engineering school, and he's now an engineer and has worked in the field for more than 5 years. Now, I do know that he has been out engaging other young children out in the workforce, and you can see him out there working in the workforce. If you go on Facebook and look up my Facebook, you can see him on there engaging and working with the young children. and showing them how to have hands-on experience. He wants all young people to know about this profession and learn as he did at an early age and how to get into this profession. But what I want those moms to understand is that they, too, can engage in engineering. You can have a whole family of engineers. They're problem solvers, and that's all they are. If there's a problem of a road detour that needs to be corrected, give it to an engineer. He can figure it out. He can put all of the problems together and solve the solution to give you a direct route to get over the bridge. It's nothing but problem solving. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to be in this field. And don't think minority children cannot engage in this field because they come from the other side of the track. Oh, yes, a lot of them could do extremely well if they're given the opportunities to do so. And mothers, you want to expose them early on to this profession, girls and males alike. And you don't want them to be disconnected from what is going on in society. You want to make sure they get up that dusty road. And that's what we're about to do now. Let's get up that dusty road. All right now, ladies and gentlemen, and we are back in the studio. You've got your Omi Inca 7 Live here coming straight at you. And we got a party going on in this room, and this is to make with coding party. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be on for up until Saturday. And we can't tell you the exact time. We came out a little bit earlier today than I scheduled to, because we have a party after a party this evening for my birthday. And I wanted to make sure I talked to you today, so I came on a little bit early. And for your mothers out there, I ask you to please call in, and you can ask any question you want about how to start this party. So lock in that number at 760-539-3247. We're on the air live today. And to all my followers out there on Blog Talk, I thank you so much for being consistently and following me. We're going to include you in our celebration on May 19th, the whole month of May. We're going to be doing it up kind of proper-like, and we're asking you to come and be our guest at that. But we do take time out for leisure, and we believe in taking sabbaticals and taking vacations. And that's what we're going to be doing that whole month of May. We're going to be inviting some of our ex-interviewers who we've interviewed to come in and talk to you. We're going to invite some of those record label women who started up their record label. We're going to ask them to come back. It's going to be a joyous occasion, and we definitely want you to be present there. We're inviting you ahead of time so you don't say, oh, they didn't get a personal invitation. It'll be open. And I have more time now, and I'm doing less work on social media. I'm going to attend to my LinkedIn, to my YouTube, and to my Blog Talk channel and my speakers and also my talking shoot. I have to tend to those things. Sometimes we can spend too much needless time on social media in areas where we're not really engaged and not connected. And I had to make some decisions. and have less time monitoring people who are requesting to be friends. And that's not all you want to do. You want to be active on those particular platforms. And I intend to be more active and get more people engaged in doing positive things. You cannot be doing positive things when all you're doing is accepting people, letting them into your site, and they're posting. And sometimes they're posting things that you're not pleased with. So I want to say thank you very much for all the time I spent on Facebook, and thank you for all those people that supported me there. But I have gone on leave, but not without absence. I have indicated I will be back at a later time, but right now I am no longer going to be actively engaged on Facebook. I don't understand how you can go to a room and talk to people and they can't give you any responses. And sometimes it becomes a chattering box, and that's all it is. And if you're giving out, you want somebody to give in to you. And if they cannot, then you're dealing with the Dead Sea. And the Dead Sea can not only just receive, but they must give something back. So I said that to say, ladies and gentlemen, I will have more time on my other social media platform to get things done. To get things done here in Blog Talk with me, we're looking at some other avenues that we can venture into and broaden our horizon. And we want to make sure that you're there with us. So stay tuned. Calls already from my family wishing me a happy birthday. I want to thank my family for those greetings and salutations. And we'd like to also open this airways up for those who would like to call in with their questions and answer on getting into the coding profession. You can call in at 760-539-3247. We're answering questions for those mothers. This is our question and answering session. And if you have leading questions that you would like to know about what programs are available, what are the costs of the program, most of the programs that I looked at were between $1,900 and $2,000 to start with. And some of them are online. I'm not going to mention their names. I'm just going to let you know there are plenty of them online. And they run your certificate program. Some of them are six-month certificate programs. And they are engaging, and you have to be ready to be mind, body, and soul. I know that I'm getting more involved in the music industry, and I have to take refresher courses to come up to date on how to become a producer, a licensed producer, and how to get involved in marketing my beats and creating music. And this is the background area that I like to get involved in. I'm no longer out front doing a whole lot of things in the music industry, but I definitely would love to be involved more in the tech work of the business. And a lot of you have actually gotten involved in music, and you're doing beats, and you're doing a lot of different things in the area of technology. And you're probably a technician like a DJ. Well, I'm not a DJ. But I do enjoy doing tech work, and I'm pretty good with the technical hardware. So I want to become a licensed music producer and produce my own music and possibly learn how to create musical background music for television and radio and TV. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, it is my desire to expose as many young people as I can to this profession, and that includes, in general, male and female, who there is a shortage, and particular for female African-American girls, where there is very limited numbers of girls engaged. I'd like for you mothers that are African-American to speak up, wake up, because this show is being in particularly done for you and your girls who don't find themselves connected to an arena that will allow them to come into the field of coding. You're going to have to do more, mothers and fathers of African-American children, to accustom yourselves to what is involved in this profession, the types of money they can earn. And this is one of the top-paying professions. And this would be encouraging for you to get your children in a top-paying field, even if they work part-time. That would be all okay as well. What's that? What is that one? The five pack. And you said, Well, see, I don't want to buy that one just yet. I want to buy the study guide because I'm preparing to take the exam. Do you also sell the software that you have software? Okay, now you said these books you can actually put on order. Okay, give me your phone number because I can call you back. Okay, and I can place the order with them. Okay. Okay. Now the online class, can I call them for the online class to register for that? Okay, and what is that online class? Is there, it's only, it says the home health and the associate program, that's what it's called. Okay, then, thank you very much. I appreciate you calling. You too, bye-bye. And we are back. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for coming to my party. Thank you for being a part of the celebration. We're talking about Made with Coding, inviting young people to your gatherings, to your social parties, and introducing them to coding. Parents, this is the right thing to do to get your students engaged and at the cutting edge of technology. More and more things are going to be made with coding. There is not anything that is going to be made that will not be made with coding. So your girls and your young guys will have an option of going the route of technology opposed to going into your human service areas. A lot of human service areas are calling that requiring that you use your technology skills. So we want all of our young people to be more than prepared for this high-tech profession. And I want to say to those of you who are not sure and you're on the fence with this, get off the fence and come over to the area where you can be more than prepared and equipped to do the work of the 2020 decision. And for all of the work going towards high technology, there'll be very little manual work that's going to be going on. So why not get yourself all geeked up and geared up for technology field? Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I am speaking to those mothers out there and those fathers who have input on designing their children's career, getting them ready with their counselor to enroll in these high-tech fields. You can call in at 760-539-3247 and talk about it. And most of all, become an actual friend and join our organization. We're doing some fantastic things in the making for high technology. And we're letting you know that your children can get behind the board and operate a radio station just like myself. This is a high-tech profession. And I am up in age, but I have been at this for over 10 years, teaching myself how to manifest this board and how to bring you good music. And that's what we've been doing, bringing you some good music. And because we're kind of set on the kind of music we have to play, I've been forced to bring in certain types of music. So let's get with the party. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for going on that journey with me. Thank you. We are happy that you are with us today. And for you mothers out there who would like to call in, we're asking you to call in and inquire about this Made with Code party. What is it all about? What is all the excitement about? We're asking you to dial those digits at 760-539-3247. What is coding all about? And is this the newest technology, the newest craze? No, it's been around for a while in computer science, and a number of young people have known about it. They're just getting more hyped up because they can use coding to do a lot of things like designing their accessories, designing their clothing, designing their apps, and creating from their imagination. We want you parents to get all excited and advocate for these children getting into these fields. And if they're not at your school, we want you to talk about them in your PTA meetings to encourage them to bring these programs about. And we are telling you parents that it's possible for you to get involved and enroll in some of the classes. If you don't have a profession, make this one your profession. And get engaged, mother. You can work remotely from your home. And don't hesitate to teach your children about these high-tech areas. We're combining it with a party to make it fun so that you can advocate on behalf of your children and make it fun and show them what they can do with a high-tech profession. And don't be afraid. Come on out there. We're partying. What did I say? Let's keep the party going. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, we're inviting you, wine and all, to this party that we're having in here that's made with codes. We are talking about every aspect of coding that you can get involved in, and not just for you high school students, for you moms and dads as well. If you don't have a profession and you would like to make coding your profession, this is a profession to get involved in, and I urge you to go out to your counselors in the community, at your community college, and inquire about these professions online. Where are the one-year certificate programs? Where are the programs that you can complete in a certificate in 6 months? There are programs that are out there, and we like to encourage you to get involved with them. They're high-paying jobs. This is one of the highest-paid professions of all, computer science and coding. And they're coding all over the place on the internet that you'll find that you have to put some money out for. But look at your local community. If you're out of work and don't have jobs, they do have courses like these that are short-term, less than 16-week training classes that they will pay for you if you're a displaced worker and you're unemployed. You can qualify for these funds if you don't. You have to understand that a lot of these programs do not take FAFSA that are online. If you have to go to your local unemployment agency and inquire about them paying for you to renew your training and to refresh your skills in a new area. And sometimes they're open to help you. And those people that are disabled who are returning back to work on the road to employment and would like to get certificates, you can apply with your rehabilitation center and see if they will pay for you to go back to take these classes. There are all sorts of ways for those disabled and disenfranchised and those who are unemployed or underemployed can go to talk to their counselors about assisting them financially in paying for these classes. There are a lot of hospital jobs that are going unfilled. And they need coders, too. They need medical coders. They need someone to come in that can be trained. I know in the area of cancer tumor registry, there is a need for on-the-job coders. And some of them are enrolled and engaged in classes, and they have to be in classes in order to ask for someone to mentor them in the area of coding in the hospital or the cancer and tumor registry. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I like to say for the record, there are a lot of teachers out there who are misplaced now and who can't find a job teaching. This is a reliable field to go and train for in the allied health profession of medical coding. You definitely want to look up what's available to you. There are all sorts of coding classes online and on the YouTube where they're teaching you how to code. This is the time to get engaged in these classes, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss out and fall behind and find out you could have been working part-time, making just as much money as you are making full-time. But don't get discouraged. Yes, you're going to have to take medical terminology, anatomy and physiology, and medical coding, ICD-10 coding. Those are the foundational classes. Then you can specialize in your medical and your home health coding in the area of hospice, in the area of home health OASIS, in the area of home health compliances. And you can get your specialty areas while online and prepare to take the review. There is a fee, of course, to take the review, to prepare to sit for the exam. And guess what? The exam is an open book exam. Yes, you can take your book in there with you and use it. And, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that coding is a big market and it's wide open for you to get involved. And you can work it out. Let's work it out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about coding here and how girls are coding and why are girls coding? What is the purpose of all of this? I know that some of these male-driven individuals are saying, this is a man's world. This is a man's world, but it's not. It's open for girls and for those young men and women who would like to be a part of creating society, putting their spirit and their two cents in how this world is made up. If you don't have the input from a female, you won't have the feminine side. And we need sides, the masculine and the feminine. And we're going to make it happen, ladies and gentlemen, by any means necessary. We're going to make it happen. So let's get ready to party. Oh no, that's not our party song. That's not our party song. We need our party song. There we go. I'm talking about partying, y'all, on my birthday. We're getting out of here now. Oh, devil and Baba Booey to you, y'all.